This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Pakistan says three of its soldiers were killed in a cross-border exchange of fire in the contested Kashmir region. The Pakistan Armed Forces spokesman tweeted the soldiers were killed when Indian forces opened fire along the border known as the line of control. An Indian Army spokesman denied any of its troops were killed. The spokesman said Pakistan violated a ceasefire between the two nations.
Jammu Kashmir and Ladakh.
Meanwhile, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi defended his controversial measure to strip the Kashmir region of its statehood and special constitutional provisions. He said the old arrangement encouraged corruption and nepotism during an Independence Day speech in New Delhi. Several masked Hong Kong protesters denounced police tactics and treatment on Thursday. After 10 weeks of increasingly violent confrontations between police and protesters that led to hundreds of flight cancellations at the airport, more protests are planned on Friday and over the weekend. Protest spokesperson Sophia Suen.
Political oppression now manifests as the police's excessively brutal clearance operations and selective law enforcement. This poisons what used to be Hong Kong's immaculate public security records as fear spreads within the community.
Also Thursday, China sent a warning to unnamed foreign forces getting involved in the protests. Chinese ambassador to Britain Liu Xiaoming said in London,
"We urge those foreign forces to respect China's sovereignty and security. Immediately stop interfering in Hong Kong's affairs, stop interfering in China's internal affairs. Stop conniving in violent offenses."
We're following this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Stock markets in Japan fell Thursday. Tokyo's Nikkei index closed down 1.2%. U.S. market futures pointed to slight gains on Thursday, rebounding from Wednesday's 3% drop. Israel may not allow two Democratic congresswomen from the United States to enter the country next week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are outspoken critics of how Israel treats Palestinians and back the Palestinian-led boycott movement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other officials are meeting today to reevaluate a decision to let both lawmakers into Israel next week, with one official saying there's a chance the visit will not be allowed in its current proposed format. Israel's ambassador to the U.S. said last month the Jewish state would not deny entry to any members of Congress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump weighed in on Twitter Thursday morning saying, quote, "It would show great weakness if Israel allowed Representative Omar and Representative Tlaib to visit." The World Health Organization warns measles outbreaks are rapidly spreading around the world because fewer people are getting vaccinated against this preventable disease. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Health Agency reports measles cases in the first 6 months of this year were the highest since 2006. So far this year, WHO reports a 900% rise in measles cases in the African region, followed by a 230% increase in the Western Pacific region and 120% in the European region. Only the Southeast Asian and Americas regions appear to be coming to grips with the disease. Both show a 15% drop in cases. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
WHO is urging everyone to ensure their measles vaccinations are up to date, which can prevent the disease with just two doses. Malaysian authorities say there was no evidence of foul play in the death of a 15-year-old British national who disappeared from a Malaysian resort earlier this month. The Negeri Sembilan police chief of state told reporters Thursday an autopsy on Nora Ann Quarren showed she died from intestinal bleeding due to starvation and stress. Nora's unclothed body was discovered Tuesday. The official said there was no evidence the girl had been abducted or raped. And police in the U.S. city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, made an arrest overnight on Thursday after an hours-long shootout left six officers injured. More on that story on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.